Welcome to my podcast. My name is Itzel Valeria Aragon Santos, and I will be explaining the history of the Festival de Abantaro in this episode. So first of all, what is it? Well, it was a festival that happened in 1971 where nobody expected it to be that big as it was, right? Because originally, there was only supposed to be 75,000 people assisting, but it surpassed 150,000 people. And the roads got closed off because it was saturated by people, right? Before all this, the rock movement in Mexico wasn't really known because the own government wouldn't let it happen. In 1963, there was a movement called Onda Chicana. That it was composed of bands and band members that had English names. That's why it got the name Onda Chicana. The most prominent bands from that era were Three Souls in My Mind, Los Dug Dugs, La Revolución de Emiliano Zapata, and Peace and Love, which were well-known bands, right? In 1965, the Beatles were supposed to have a concert. But then again, the government didn't give them permission. After that, the Doors was going to have a concert. But they also wouldn't give them permission. In 1971, there was a manifestation where students and teachers protested. But a group of soldiers, of young soldiers, known as Los Halcones, brutally oppressed them. And there was a lot of violence, a lot of fighting. But that's what made the youth even want to stand up more. In 1971, the Festival de Abantaro wasn't going to happen as a big festival. It was going to be originally a car race. But Armando Molina was in charge of contacting like two bands to start up in the car race. But he ended up contracting 12. That's how the voice got spread and a lot of people got invited. People took that as an opportunity to experiment. And it was mostly, their idea was to just have peace and love. Even in that setting, there was drug abuse and there was substance abuse. The press thought that the festival was enticing them to do that, but that wasn't the case. In reality, all this was just a place for the youth to find union and peace. Because in those times, like before all of this, there was so much violence and so much hate and so much oppression because of the government and all of the people that are in power. And well, the youth just wanted to be free for a moment. And this broke the norms against all the norms that the government has put up. And that helped it rise, that helped the rock for it to be more free. But after all of this, the members of the bands and all that, they were going to get captured. And that just tells you a lot that the government wants to have you in control. They wanted to have all of them in control. And they even prohibited the radios to be playing rock for a moment. But that's all I'm going to talk about for now. But thank you for listening. There was way more to the story, but I cannot fit all of that here. Thank you.